With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Maryland Governor Wes Moore in a Fox News interview says the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse is disrupting the flow of goods through the port of Baltimore, which is one of the busiest in the nation.
This is not just impacting Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Ohio. It's impacting the restaurant in Louisiana and in Tennessee. This is impacting the entire country.
So the U.S. Coast Guard is preparing a temporary alternate channel for commercially essential vessels near the fallen bridge. Officials describe the establishment of the temporary channel as part of a phased approach to opening the main one. Also at SRNNews.com, police say a man was killed, five other people injured, during a shooting inside an Asheville, Tennessee restaurant. The shooting, around 3 p.m. local time Sunday, began within minutes of the male suspect's arrival when the suspect and the man who did get into an argument that significantly escalated within moments. Police are searching for that suspect. In consumer news, correspondent Rita Foley reports on the latest gas prices nationwide.
Gas is about $3.53 a gallon. That's up about 20 cents in a month, but about the same as a week ago, says the AAA. Spokesman Andrew Gross says concern about Ukraine's war with Russia likely spiked oil prices recently. Highest gas prices now are in California. It's $5.10 a gallon there. The lowest prices are in parts of the South and Midwest. It's $3.07 in Mississippi, $3.15 in Kansas. I'm Rita Foley.
And on Wall Street, stocks have been wavering and are now lower. The Dow is losing 290 points. The Nasdaq, 25 points in the red. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion in a new poll.
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament have overwhelmingly approved a gay marriage bill. If the measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asian country to allow homosexuals to legally wed. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house, and then to the king for royal endorsement. Taiwan and Nepal recently legalized gay marriage. This is SRN News. A highway bridge accident occurred in Oklahoma this weekend.
Police say a barge on the Arkansas River south of Sallisaw, Oklahoma, struck a highway bridge on U.S. Highway 59. Traffic was halted for several hours as inspectors checked for possible damage. Once the bridge was cleared as safe, traffic was allowed back on the structure late in the day Saturday. Authorities are still investigating what caused the barge to hit the bridge, which crosses the river near the Oklahoma-Arkansas border. No injuries were reported. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iowa and LSU go at it tonight in an NCAA Elite Eight women's game, with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark going head-to-head. That pair have brought comparisons to what Magic Johnson and Larry Bird did for men's college basketball when they played for the national championship in 1979 and then in the NBA for a decade after. More details at SRNNews.com.